January 14th, 2019, regular meeting. Good evening. This is January 14th, 2019. Regular meeting of the Port Malabar Holiday Park Mobile Home Park Recreation District. I would like to call this meeting to order. Please stand for the invocation and pledge of allegiance.
Okay, this is my first test. So everybody good? Okay. Heavenly Father, we come to you asking for guidance and wisdom and support as we begin this meeting. Fill us with your grace as we engage in discussion, allowing us to grow closer to the group, nurturing the bonds of community. Lord, guide us as we make decisions that will affect the residents and their families and staff. And also we pray for the health and well-being of residents and employees of this community, family and friends, whether they're here, home, or traveling. We ask that you watch over and guide the nation and bless it and bring it to peace and the cooperation we all desire. Guide our elected officials to wisdom and of their decision making. Also protect our military and first responders, bring them home safe and in harm to their family and their friends. Use your grace to heal the sick and the suffering. In his name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Joanne, have your roll call, please.
Allison Kelly, here. Bob Shortledge,
here.
Jack Emmerich,
here.
Joanne Gagan, here. Eloise Raffo,
here.
Keith Richard,
here.
Barbara Whitnick,
here.
And Helen Ferguson,
here.
And the record will show that District Manager Shirley Morris is also present.
Excellent. We do have a quorum, and this meeting is now officially opened. I have a few announcements to make before we start the meeting. If you notice on your agenda, the first, we were supposed to have our final audit presentation by Allison Becca, who is our auditor. She was unable to get all of her final report information ready for this meeting, so she will do it at the next meeting, which is a workshop meeting. I would like to ask all the residents of the park, as well as the Board of Trustees, if you see something in the park that doesn't feel right to you or is uncomfortable, please come to the office and report it. We have too many little things slipping through the cracks, and we find out weeks later and we can't address it. So let's be a little bit more proactive. If you see something that isn't right, please report it to the office so that Cherie or one of the trustees can address your concerns. Our old cement bases, the benches, a lot of people walk around. I've talked to several residents. The old ones are dirty. Our power washing equipment is in for repair. As soon as they come back, they will be power washed. And I'm going to work with HPPOA to see if we have any benches coming in and work with the district to see if we can replace those old benches because people do use them. So that's coming up. The other thing I'd like to suggest that the trustees and the residents consider is that when we have a workshop meeting, let's make it a workshop meeting where we discuss projects. Where are we? How many projects are coming up? Are we ready to vote on them? And make sure that when they're on the agenda, we are ready to vote it in or vote it out. We have too many times where we have to delay it. We'll postpone it. So what I'd like to do is make the workshop meetings a workshop meeting where we work at it, identify projects, identify how many quotes we have. Are we going to be ready for the next meeting? This way we can set an agenda that's more efficient and we move through these meetings more quickly. Obviously, if there's something that needs to be approved, we can always approve it at a workshop meeting if it's ready. So think about that. I just want to be able to move meetings along so we're not here for hours talking and delaying things. If a lot of people have come up to ask me, well, what happened to the Americana Gate? Somebody plowed into it. It's off its wheels. It was moved a good 3.5 feet. Yeah, so it was a big truck. We're working with our audio people, with Ensure, to try and backtrack our tapes to find out exactly what happened to that fence. We called the police, we filed the police report, called our insurance company, so that's all being worked on. There was an opening of approximately 3 feet. We put some wire fencing up so they couldn't sneak in. But if anybody looks at that gate, it's off the rollers and cannot easily be rolled. So we're praying we don't have to allow fire trucks in there, because I don't know how we're going to open that gate. But we're working on it. The other thing that I have done, I put a list of projects that we are working on, and I've asked trustees to volunteer to work on particular projects rather than just coming to a meeting and saying, yes, vote, no, goodbye. So we're a working board, and I think that makes us more cohesive. So the trustee projects that are in effect, Bob Shortlitz is going to be working with the maintenance crew. He's going to be working with them as well with equipment purchases that they need or coming down the line for a budget. He's going to be basically looking at the compound storage area, because he's been working with that all along. And he's going to also work with getting that palm tree at the guardhouse and making sure that all the stumps in the park are grind. Now, Bob wants to make a couple of comments on those projects.
Ellen, since we took the tree down in front of the guardhouse, we decided now I'm going to get Dave in here at Alpine to grind that stump out and get it out of there. And then what I would like to do, you know, hopefully, is put an adult palm tree in there. Two of them that I was considering that are really, really nice looking. One is called a fox palm, and another one is called a Christmas palm. The fox palm has, as everybody knows, it looks like a fox tail. I think that would probably be the best there. So I'm going to be looking at that and getting Dave to get that out of there. Plus, there was two other ones when he was in here and did the tree trimming, two stumps that he did not grind out that I'm going to have him grind out. The second thing that I'm working on is I'm getting quotes for where we're going to put the new compound, which was voted down, which I'm glad. But what I'm planning to do there is there's an old fence there. I'm going to have that fence tore down. The concrete pillars, they're going to be torn out. There's three other cement slabs in there. I'm going to have all that torn out. We're going to make that a common area and do the bench up there. And also, I hope I get this right, in front of the old compound, the whole way except for at the gate, we're going to put porticopias. Bushes 5 to 6 foot tall, which is going to hide that whole compound. When you come around that corner, the only thing you're going to see, hopefully, is the porticopias bushes besides just the entrance. That's going to hide that. Plus, I'm also going through the whole compound and finding out if there's any vehicles up there that are without tags or anything like that. And I'm trying to find out. Somebody said something about that one fence along the back we could take out. I haven't researched that yet, so I don't know if we can. If we can, I plan to hopefully rearrange that whole thing to get 15 to 20 new spaces in there. But that's in the future.
Thanks, Bob.
I have a question. You didn't mention, are you moving the gas tank?
Pardon me?
The gas tank.
The gas tank.
The gas tank is going to be moved inside of the cruise compound, aside of the old shed that they used to keep the 5-gallon cans in. It's going to be, what I'm having them do, they're having slabs placed in there to put this on to catch any fuel that may spill or anything like that. So that will also be moved inside there.
Just a clarification. Did you mean inside the grounds crew compound?
Yeah, inside the grounds crew compound, yeah. Okay. And it will be locked.
Yeah, we're trying to get everything inside that gate and then make the outside a common area that's nice. Okay, moving on. Eloise, she will help with additional projects as they come along. We don't have a specific project just yet. Helen is going to work with the office staff and Cherie on the procedure book and get the office procedure book up to snuff. So any new person that comes in the office or anybody that wants to know how a procedure is done in the office, we've got the book, it's updated, you open to the page, and everything will be set there. Joanne is obviously transcribing all of our minutes for us and doing a great job. Jack has volunteered to work with the district on making sure that the DORs, the rules and regulations, and the district policy book is up to snuff. Make sure it's dated, know when we approved it, make sure that all the rules, regulation, DORs are in its proper place, and it's clear. Now, just an FYI, we can't change a deed of restriction unless everybody in the community votes on it. So we can't change those. However, we can make a district policy change and we can make a new rule and regulation. So if we need to do that, that's how we would get around it until we have a DOR new book that we want to change DORs like we did the last time where everybody had a chance to vote on it. Keith and Barb, Keith is the treasurer, Barb is the assistant treasurer. They're going to be working not only on this budget, but a 3-year and a 5-year budget. Because we know that we need to replace equipment. We know things are getting old. So we need to project that out so that in 3 years, we know we have to spend X amount of dollars on A, B, C, and D. And that will help the budget presentation. I'm going to be working with Cherie on delinquent assessments. That's a bug I have wanted to work on for a long time. I really feel that if you have to pay your assessment, so should your neighbor. And I'm also going to be working with Cherie on any legal issues we have, and she will address the 206 issue with you so you're on board, you know what's coming down, what has been done, and what needs to be done. Okay, so moving, though, that's all, thank God, all I have to say. So moving on to number 7, approval of the minute meetings from December 10th, 2018.
I have to make one correction.
Do I need to make a motion?
Make a motion first.
Okay, I make a motion that we approve the December 10th, 2018 minutes.
A second.
All right, we have a first and second trustee comments.
I have to make the comment that there is one correction. I left Jack Emmerich's name out in those trustees that were in attendance, so we'll add that. And the motion could be changed to with corrections. Unless there's other corrections.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
A second.
Okay. Any other comments from the trustees? Any comments from the public at this point? All right, I have a motion to approve the minutes from 2010 with corrections. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, motion carries. All right, I need a motion to approve January 8th minute meetings of 2019.
I make a motion to approve January 8th, 2019 minutes.
All right, I have a first and second. Trustee comments. Any comments or corrections? Okay. Any public comment on those minutes? All right, I would like to call for a vote to approve the meeting minutes of January 8th, 2019. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, the motion carries. They are approved. Going back to old business, we talked about asphalt repairs. I went around with Freehill Asphalt a while ago and determined the amount of repair holes that we had in our roads around the park and approximately how much crack filler we would need. And what it came up with is we have approximately 20 areas, 20 holes in our roads that need to be repaired, which is, comes out to about 400 square feet. And that's going to be $3,150. With that, he's going to cut, saw, haul away, install 1.5 to 2 inches of type S3 asphalt, and compact it down to the grade. With a crack filling, it's about 300 linear feet. That's $1,850. He will blow out those cracks, and that was important because I just didn't want him coming in and putting in filler. He's gonna blow out the crack, clean the cracks of any loose material, then install the hot liquid crack filler, level it out for the asphalt. That will prevent that water from getting into our roads and deteriorating them until we can get them sealed. So we have a bid which is $5,000, which is what we can do without three bids. So I would like to have a motion that we approve Freehill Asphalt of Brevard to do the asphalt repair and the crack filling for $5,000.
So moved. I second.
Okay, so we have, all right, we have a first and we have a second. Any trustee comments on this quote?
Yeah, I have one.
Go ahead.
I've seen a lot of times when they've repaired roads, especially where I come from, Pennsylvania, where they've repaired them for the first week or two, it's even, and then after a couple weeks, you've got this big old gully in there. Are they going to come back and redo that if anything like that happens?
It should. When I talked to him, we have one of the big spots that we're going to repair is on Keystone and Holiday Park Boulevard. That sinks down. He's going to pull all that up and make sure there's not a water trawl underneath that. And if it is, then we have to address that. But if it isn't, he's going to compact it even heavier so that it doesn't sink. If he needs to come back, I'm sure Cherie, why don't you address that, because I think you know.
He will, and I think it's kind of like a hair thing. Like, I've worked with this company for, must be 30 years, very reputable. Once he finishes this project, we want to get the road sealed, so I'm sure he wants that job. Mm-hmm. So he's in a really good job for us.
Yeah, and he seemed pretty honest because I said, well, what if we have a problem with one of them? He said, I'll be back.
So, and he's local?
Yes, he is local.
Yeah, he's right here now.
Any other comments, questions?
Just one question. This is just a fix until we can seal it this summer?
That's correct. Yep. The plan is to seal all the roads during the summer when a lot of the summer residents have left. I don't know what I'm talking about, but I'm not using that word. So, yes, this is a temporary fix, but again, it will allow that water to get underneath and keep deteriorating those roads. Sure.
What I'd like to do is, it may prolong this from happening, but this is going to be a major expenditure. So I'm going to try to apply for a grant to see if they can help us with this, because this is going to be a huge money item. It has to be done. It really does. We'll see if we can get some financial assistance from the state.
On the grant, are you talking about the fix or the seal?
The seal.
The seal. No, fix we can handle. We can handle the bypasses. When it comes to the sealing of all those parking lots, that's what time we need us.
And when it comes time that we need to have the roads done again, hopefully we can get grants on that too. But hopefully we're not talking about that yet. All right. So we have a first, we have a second. Any more questions from the trustees? Questions from the residents? All right, that being said, I would like to put this to a vote. All those in favor of accepting Freehill Asphalt of Brevard to do the asphalt repairs and crack filling, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, say no. This motion passes for $5,000. Okay. Next thing is the compound storage document. Gene Beach has spent many hours going through the verbiage, and you have the rewritten document. We've gone through this, like, I think for three meetings, so we took some words out, we added some words. What I would like to do is open this up, first of all, to comments from... I would like to make a motion, have somebody make a motion that we accept the storage rule document as presented to this Board of Trustees.
So
do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, first and second. Trustee comments. Jack, any? Eloise. Keith.
No, sir. Let me read over it while you talk to someone else.
Speak up.
Can you talk to someone else?
Oh, Joanne.
I just had just a couple of little things, and it's just grammatical things, so I don't know if you really want to go into it right now. It's just commas here and there. The only thing I would like to see is in the first paragraph where it full-time renters and seasonal renters are not entitled, I'd like to see not in capital and bold. Personally.
Okay.
Just so it stands out.
Stands out.
Lost in this thing.
Sure.
And then there's just a couple of little things, but they're not worth going over.
Okay. So we want to make capitalizations on the word not and entitled. Sure. Okay. In the document, we're going to capitalize not and entitled in the first paragraph of the storage compound rules. Bob?
I don't know.
I like it as it stands.
Helen?
Good.
Barb?
I have a question.
In the microphone.
The microphone.
Oh, I'm sorry. Page 9.
Page 9?
9-2?
Dash 3.
9-3. Is your mic on?
I think it's on.
Now it's on.
Okay. This is all unauthorized vehicles after 10-day notice. Okay, I can understand. Only owners of property who reside in Holiday Park, either full-time or part-time, can store vehicles belonging to in this area. Permanent residents in a given priority on a compound basis. Does this mean that the people coming in that live here only 6 months, if the space is a bomb, they're all locked?
No.
No. No.
Well, it says the person will be given priority.
Jane, where are you?
Jane.
You want to address this? No. Okay. Okay. What we're trying to do is saying a part-time resident that comes in is here. Okay, so what the paragraph says, only owners of property who reside in Holiday Park, either full-time or part-time, may store vehicles belonging to them in this area. Okay? And then it says permanent residents will be given priority on compound spaces.
So
I think...
Well, the way we interpret it, then she's right.
So I think that sentence should be...
Eliminated,
because the previous sentence explains it all. So we're going to eliminate the word permanent residents and ending in spaces. Just delete that whole. And then the last sentence in that paragraph says, no cars, trucks, or motorcycles are allowed to be stored in this area. Okay, so if somebody has a third car, can't put it up there. A motorcycle can't be stored up there. And that's been understood, but it's not been in writing. Thank you, Bart. Any more? Okay.
I just have one clarification. They have 30 days to comply and then 10 days to remove. I just want to clarify, the 10 days is not in use. Once the 30 days is up, they cannot come and comply. They have to go to the end of the list, but they have 10 days to remove it or we will remove it.
That's correct.
Yeah.
At their expense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And pretty much everything else, it says the district manager or, in the absence of the manager, the chairperson of trustees has the authority to extend time to correct violations. If somebody is up north, okay, they say, I'll be down in 3 weeks instead of 2 weeks. We're not here to, you know, be that kind of thing. We just want them to correct their violation. Other than that, I think that's okay. Any other comments? Any comments from the residents? Okay, we have a motion and we have a second. I would like to put this to a vote that we accept the compound storage rules as presented to this board of trustees. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, motion carries. This will become the new storage compound document effective today. The second document is owner in good standing, and we have two. One is for an owner in good standing. We have the definition, and we have owner in good standing for not payment of taxes, and we have owner in good standing for no violations for deed restriction, rules and regulations, or ACC rules and regulations and policies. So they're two, pretty much the same thing. If a person is an owner of good standing, has paid their taxes, they're fine. They have no violations on their property, they're fine. You're never going to hear from the district office. But if there's a violation because you don't pay your taxes and you have something stored in the compound or you're using facilities, you're going to get called on it. The same thing with violations on your property or violations according to the ACC rules. We're going to start enforcing our rules and regulations. The one thing I do want to bring to your attention in this document, it's always been written, at the request of the district, basic cable will be suspended by Spectrum. We're not sure if Spectrum can come in and turn off your cable because you didn't pay your taxes or you're in violation and you refuse to correct the violations. So, an alternate addition that we put in here is, if they're unable to do that, the district will bill the owner or renter for their monthly cable service until the violations are cured at the rate the district is being charged for their cable service. Okay?
I have a question.
Sure.
They are being billed in their tax thing already. So if they comply, then that bill is paid by somebody. My concern is, I have no problem with taking away services. I have a little problem with charging a service because they already collected in the assessment the cable bill, because it's put in as part of the treasurer. And I'm wondering if we charge in that, if they comply with all the things and bring them up to date, and then we turn around and say, okay, now you have these bills to the Spectrum that you were doing. I just paid those, so I paid the back side.
I see what you're saying.
I mean, I can see cutting off lawn service and saying you can't come here because they're not charging extra
but with the spectrum, if they could take it away, I'd be all for that.
Right.
But charging them what I would call a second.
That's a second.
Yeah.
Is, okay. Because basically, if they don't comply, we're not going to get the money anyway, and we're just going to take it. If they comply, we're basically charging them twice. That was my other thought.
Any other ideas?
The other idea is we could take that statement and put it in the document for non-payment of taxes. Because now they're not paying for it.
Yeah, but once they pay, then
that's fine.
But I mean, then do we remove that balance?
No, they have to pay that balance. We'll get their cable service turned, or we will stop billing them for their cable service. But up to the point that they are in violation because they have not paid their assessments.
Yeah, but once they pay it, it stops. It was pre-charged.
No.
In the assessment. I mean, when anybody pays their assessment in November, they're paying for their spectrum for that whole year, coming. They're paying in September.
I understand what you're saying. I'm just trying to say.
You can levy that as a fine instead of paying. Levy it as a fine.
You know, at this point, why don't we take that out? And we'll deal with it as maybe a rule.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take the paragraph out that deals with cable. Okay, that we're going to suspend the service because we're just going to take that out for now, and we can deal with it if we come up with a more rational solution. How's that?
My and one of the bigger problems is enforcing it when it's all done is another. It might create another problem at all. You don't have.
Okay. All right. All right, so base, go ahead.
Where it says cable at the request of the district, basic cable will be suspended by spectrum, if possible?
I would just say let's just take that all out until
the
we have
thing?
Time to work.
Well, cable,
to work
everything
through
on cable?
Yep, everything on cable. That kind of was my idea, so I do apologize, but we'll do it. We like to discuss. Hang on, Becky. Okay. Everything else okay? Because then I want to go ahead, Joanne.
The writing is fine. What I wanted to say was I'd like to see that the violators' names be publicly posted. We did this in my former community, and it worked.
To Cherie about briefly is when we get that list of people that A, don't pay their taxes, okay, that list be posted and become public because you have a right to know because you pay your fees, you pay for this park, and you should know who is not. So I definitely agree with that.
And I'll just go so one step further. When we had it posted in my other community, they weren't allowed to use pool facilities, they were not allowed to step foot into the rec hall. And boy, when they tried to, someone got after them.
And
because they knew who they were.
One more clarification on this. The voting only restricted to resident ballots.
That's correct. That's in our data restrictions, and that's according to Sunshine Laws.
No, I mean, residents will be able to vote on what the residents can vote on. Owners who are not in good standing will not be able to vote on owner voting stuff.
That's correct. And the last statement of this, and I will read it. A property owner shall have the suspended rights and privileges reinstated, because they are going to be suspended, with satisfactory proof of correcting all outstanding violations as determined by the district manager or appointee designated by the manager. Proof of such suspended rights or privileges shall be noted on the violation notice sent by the district office, of which a copy will be given to the property owner, original to be filed in the owner's file. So if we have a repeated violator, we have proof that they have been they've been in violation previously, what it was, and it was corrected or it wasn't corrected. Wait, I got more. And here, if you call, by the way, if we go back to the vehicle storage compound release and description form that they have to fill out, it's pretty self-explanatory. And it says that the undersigned further understands and agrees to all the rules and regulations, releases the district from any harm or set forth above the district. The undersigned expressly understands and agrees that he or she has the opportunity to purchase private insurance, because we're not responsible for damage in that compound. So we have a legal release for that to protect all of us. Okay. All right, any other questions?
Just one question. That form we voted on, or asked that that be filled out by compound people. When are we looking at doing that?
We've already started.
Not for new.
Wait, right here.
Yeah, we've already started since I've been here. Okay. Everybody, you have to get a copy of their driver's license, of course, we should already have that, and a copy of their registration, and we get a sign.
So are you going to take a list of the compound people and call them in to come sign this if they've already got their sticker and stuff ready?
We're going to be removing the stickers in February.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to start a whole new, and we're going to stick to it, and we're going to enforce it.
Okay.
And the last thing about compound rules, that I forgot to read this. This is added to our compound rules. No disabled or dilapidated vehicles. And the definition of dilapidated is decayed, deteriorated, or falling into partial ruin, especially through neglect or misuse of any kind, shall be kept or permitted in the compound. All vehicles in allotted space must have an up-to-date state license and district decal, or the vehicle will be considered in violation and eligible for removal by the district at the owner's expense. Those were added to that. Okay?
We were kind of problem for the boat and trailer.
Go ahead.
We got a boat and trailer. If the trailer is up to date on everything and the boat's not, and they remove the boat, they just have the trailer sitting in there. I mean, if they have the boat and trailer, are they going to?
How are they going to get the boat out without taking the trailer out? Superman?
Well, if they get a place to put it in the water and bring the trailer back,
then they're
okay. But both items.
Once they are in violation, they have to either correct it or get it out. Once they get it out, they've lost their space. They go to the bottom of the list until all the violations are cured. They go back on the waiting list.
If they're in violation and they decide they were going to go out to do some boating and they came back with just what was in compliance, with the trailer, it's in compliance. I mean, I know it's a thing, maybe not. I'm just kind of.
That's splitting a lot of hairs.
Yeah, I know.
Well, we'll have the district take care of that.
Yeah, I want to make sure. But I mean, I understand. If we got two things there and only one's in compliance, they both can come out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like when you're talking about compliance right now.
You're shut up.
Get it. Can everybody hear me?
Wait a minute.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Stop talking out the side of your mouth.
Okay.
Speak into the microphone, because it worked very well, thanks to Mr. Washington.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, my question is, right now in the compound, we have two boats that their trailer is inspected and has a valid registration on it, but the boat itself does not have a valid registration on it. That is, does that also have to be removed?
Decayed, deteriorated, or fallen to partial ruin, especially through neglect or misuse, is considered a dilapidated vehicle that's not allowed in the compound. Any more comments from the trustees? Becky. Oh.
You think I should put a horn here?
I know.
Just speak into.
It's not going to bite you. It's not going to bite you.
Another thing that you might want to consider, which has been in my mind, and I was always told I couldn't do it, but I don't know why. Take their car stickers away. If they're not in compliance, they should not have the availability of coming through the gate without having to call themselves in.
They have a right to come in because A, they own a property here, especially if they have paid their taxes.
Yeah. But they can call themselves in. It's just taking
there's a don't give people ideas. No, we certainly understand. These are very difficult things that we're trying to find ways to stop people from calling people unauthorized visitors in. And trust me, we're working on it. So let's see what we come up with.
And what we're trying to do is basically make rules that we
loud. Get to the microphone, please.
I'm too not too far away now.
Yes.
Somebody told me just talk normally into it. Okay. But what we're trying to do basically is to make rules that we can enforce and comply with without having to jump through a whole ton of hoops. And the simpler we can make them, the better it is, the quicker we can get it done. And so we don't want to make it too complicated.
Yep. And that's why we wrote this document up. Yes. Bruce.
Bruce Trapps, welcome to me. Going back to posting the tax information, we did that for a number of years. Then one of the chairmen told Sharon not to put it up anymore. And I argued and I said, every year we print it out, it should be posted right on that wall. I'm the guy that did the tax certificate stuff and I printed it out, gave it to Sheree. Also sent you a copy. As far as Spectrum, I think we were told the Spectrum did not come out of service. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. It was Brush House at the time.
What? Also, one of the problems you're going to run into, and I said this when we were redoing the ordinances, I know you want to try to deny people the use of the facilities. We're going to need a full-time cop, but Sharif's going to have to get a badge. And also, the first time you deny an 80-year-old woman to go swimming in our pool, you're going to have the ACLU in here fighting you. Just think about some of this.
We are thinking about them.
Okay.
Any other comments from the residents? That being said, we have a motion and a second on the floor. All those in favor of approving the rules and regulations for owner in good standing for, hang on, let me get the right wording. We're owner in good standing for not payment of taxes and owner in good standing for no violation of deed restriction rules and regulations in ACC. With the corrections we have made, please say aye. Please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, please say opposed. The motion carries. We will make the corrections and these will become the standing rules for the violators of not payment of taxes and derelict vehicles or storage compound rules. Like Cherie to just do a brief report on what she has been working on and give you a couple of updates that I think you're going to want to hear. So people can see it at night. Mm-hmm. So when you get your quotes, please quote that.
All right. I think we're going to end up using Freehill. However, for that job, it's going to be quite large. So we're going to have to get, you know, three solid, not four bits. But yes, I would definitely consider that. Search continues for the crushed oyster shells for the bocce courts. This has been going around and around since I started working here. When I started here, I thought it would be a great idea to have the courts functional and nice and pretty before everybody came back in the winter months. And I was told, no, this one handles this, and no, that one handles this, HPPOA. I said, okay. So now, they're not really in that great shape, so having several people come to me, I'm going to contact the night. I've worked with them for many years. They're professional. They service the entire state. They service the shuffleboard courts and the bocce. So I would like to have your opinion and of course, share this with the committees and get this once and for all finished so you guys can have a good time. I understand there's 40 to 50 of you guys playing every day now. That's pretty cool. That's really nice. So that's where we are with that. Again, they're based out of Stanford. I would like to go to the Lakes of Melbourne and look at their courts. And I imagine that their courts as well, they're similar properties to us. spoke in last week on what's going on with 206, the hall residents. The summons and complaints were served on the halls on January 9th. They had 20 days to respond to the complaint. Now, after the 20 days, it goes back into the clerk of courts. It goes in front of the judge. The judge then will look at it and he'll sign off on the eviction. From there, it could sit on the clerk's desk for a week. It depends on how many they compile to submit to the sheriff's office. Once the sheriff's office gets it, it's assigned to a server, which is a sheriff. He will then, on a Friday, serve them with a notice to vacate. It's called a writ of possession. They will, even if they don't sign for it, it will be posted on their property. They usually do it on a Thursday or a Friday. They give them 24 hours, which gives them the entire weekend to move. If they're not vacated by the following Monday, the sheriff will show up, gun in his holster, with a notice, and they will be restricted from the property, and they will be trespassed, at which time our maintenance staff will be there, and if they have to remove any and all of their belongings, they forfeit everything, and they will be escorted off the property, and again, they will be trespassed and legally not able to enter the property under any circumstances. So that's where we are. The golden date right now is January 9th. 20 days from omitting holidays and weekends. So I'm following this at this point very closely with the attorneys, but that's where we stand. Now, if they do respond within the 20 days, that's going to be a different story. If that's the case, we may have to go to trial and may go in front of the judge. I don't think they will, but we don't know yet, and we're just going to have to wait out, but we're at the last stage of this whole thing. And we have plenty of evidence to back us up if it does go to trial. It's just going to cost more money, and it's just going to be more time consuming. And that's pretty much where we stand.
Okay. Good. Thank you. All right. Public comment on any subject, anything. Okay, first Little Joe, then Mr. Gahan, and then Mr. Lindsay.
Don't forget Jane Beach.
And Jane Beach! Now you want to talk. Mr. Joe.
Hi, Joe Little and 43 Maple. Just an issue with the pool. The trees out there, there's a lot of trees that have been trimmed in the park recently. And by mid-afternoon, probably 3 o'clock, the cold pool was completely shaded. And the shades that are in between the pools are, they have no sun available anymore. And this is mid-afternoon, like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So, looking down the road, if you don't do something about it soon, 2-3 years down the road, the whole darn pool is going to be shaded by mid-afternoon. People like to go to the pool. You know, they want to swim in a sun-filled pool for the most part, at least in my and can't do anything about it right away. I think we should move the shades over to alongside of the rec center here so that people don't have to pull the shades around and adjust their for shade and all that stuff during the afternoon. Appreciate it.
Okay. Mr. Gahan.
Hi, Jim Gahan, 464 Fountain Holiday Park. I've received a letter from the ACC board from John Lamele on Lot 519. He says that it is a pleasure to serve on the ACC board for the last 6 years. It's time for him to leave. So effective 5/1/19, he submits a resignation as the chairman of the trustees board.
Okay.
And I have a new board of trustees, or ACC board, chairman for myself. First question, Mr. Valentine. Second Steve Ambrose, board member Ron Flood, board member Hugh McAvoy, alternate board member Richard Roberts, and the other alternate will be Teresa Taylor. Let's submit that also, please.
So you have a full board?
Yes. Thank you.
In many cases, we would find it like a boat in a trailer. One of them would fit the currency on the thing. What had happened, you guys just had to detail it on the bottom and down and put it on the boat. So we need to check before we jump over the water on those lines.
Sure.
The something that we had in the past I'd like to see possibly considered for reinventing is an item that was brought up by a gentleman on the board was not completed that time, it was given a number, a tracking number. That number continued to stay on every board until that number was completed. The status was also given at the next meeting. This kept the board up to date on what was going on. It also kept the people up to date. So if we had something that wasn't completed. In reference to the comment on putting the type of paint in, we looked at that when we were issued down the roads. At that time, it was cost prohibitive on that type of paint. I don't know what it is now, if you're using on the roads. In reference to the body and more for sure than anything else, there's a group of us going over Wednesday morning to look at the courts over at the Fillmore's, get an idea on that. Anybody have any comments for me?
I'm going to go over here, which will you? It's over here, meet me. Where are you going? Going to Lisa Milburn?
We're going to Lisa Milburn, yes. Yeah, we've got a schedule to meet with them at 11:30 on Wednesday morning after we play boxing.
Wonderful. Have you considered going to Lamplighter?
Say again?
Lamplighter? Have you heard of Lamplighter Village?
Yeah.
Lamplighter Village, yes. No, we have to around the room and say this is location.
This is closer.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, just let me know. I'd like to go to the community. I'd like to go to the community. At some point, I'm going to get over there, too.
I have to speak to you Wednesday when we get ready to go.
What time are you leaving?
11:30. 11 to 11:30, so I'm on that time.
I will get back with you.
Okay.
All right.
Bye, lunch.
Rod.
You should buy lunch.
I missed that whole thing with something about a tracking number. Are you asking that a tracking number be given to projects?
I think it was brought up on the agenda like that tonight, but it had to be delayed because it wasn't completed tonight. Then it was assigned a number. That number showed up on the next agenda when it came up, so that the status was good. It was continued, it was working. They kept the board informed of what the progress was on it, and also kept the people.
Could I address it? I actually talked to Cherie about the exact same thing.
Okay.
That any comments that are brought up at this meeting that are not solved be put under old business for the next meeting.
Right.
So nothing gets lost. That's correct.
So, well, yes, for a follow-up, but
yeah.
Does it have to be given a number?
No.
Does it have to be given a number?
No.
Okay. It's just a follow-up.
Yeah. Just a follow-up. Thanks, Ron.
Now, just so, are we talking about any suggestions or table motion?
If somebody in the say a resident brings up, I would like you to look into power washing the benches. That goes on an old business because we can't move forward with it.
Okay,
but
so
at the next meeting, it gets brought up so for discussion.
It isn't a table necessary.
That's correct.
What I would refer to basically is you had an agenda tonight. It could not be completed. That agenda would be given on the next agenda.
Yeah, got it.
So it didn't drop down to the ground. Thank you.
Thanks. Mr. Washington?
No, I'm not
going to speak. Oh, no. Miss. Oh, just for the little woman.
Jane.
Jane. I'm Amy Chennai in my court. You mentioned the concrete benches. I have a person in the park, the contact that I talked to over the weekend, who wants to buy a bench. And
wants to put the bench, he wants to, I suggested to him that he put the new bench, take the cement bench out right by the compound. It should go into the compound.
Yeah, it's the bench where I left.
That bench would go.
Good.
Trash.
There you go.
And the new bench would go there. Now, the bench is for all of you. The last year when I ordered a bench, it was $432 for the bench. The price depends, of course, the price of the bench, but the price can fluctuate a little bit depending on how many letters that you want to put on that. So if there's anybody out there who wants a bench, get in touch with me. The more that we get, if you can order more than one, we save postage or
delivery.
Not postage, but
delivery. Shipping.
So that's the price on the bench. I would like to make a comment about Keith taking exception to the cable, charging for the cable, and he kind of indicated that it's in the assessment. Yes, it is, but it isn't broken out. We pay an assessment. We don't pay an assessment plus a cable. We pay an assessment. It doesn't matter what you do. So I take exception to that, and I think that billing, not particularly the ones that have the taxes unpaid, because let's be realistic, if they haven't paid the taxes, they're not going to pay a bond. However, the second one, on the no violation, that you're not in violation, if you hit them in the pocketbook, you might get the violation corrected sooner. I just want to take exception to that.
Mr. Sprague.
Robert Sprague, 106 Holiday Park. Thank you for doing something with the bicycle. I finally took after 2 years, we got somebody who wants to move on it. My next question is there any way we can get some grass on the front lawn over here, some fertilizer, make it look like something? They did a lot of money on here 2 years ago, and I complained then when they did the job. I wonder who was going to take care of it. Nobody seems to take care of it out front of our place at all. Now, you go to these other places, the nice green grass is growing. You go by out front of here, and what do you got? Dead grass and a bunch of slow teeny flowers. So I wonder if we could spend a little fertilizer or something, and let's get the lawn that looks halfway decent.
Where's the sign? Where's the talking?
Is this by the entrance, right at the entrance by the gate house?
No, here, in front of this red wall.
In front of this building?
Oh.
We, I hate to say it like this, but we are working on getting rid of all the green things. I don't know what you would call them, but I'd like to put some color around there. And we did spend a lot of hard work into getting that irrigation system, right? Working, and so it is a work in progress. Unfortunately, we're not in a growing season right now, but it's something that we're going to definitely pay a lot more attention to. I promise.
Any other comments? Thank you, because it's all about communication, people. If you don't tell us what you want, what you're concerned about, we can't make things happen. So thank you very much. Trustee comments. Jack.
Nothing.
Eloise.
As far as the communication, when you said keep your eyes open and look around, when you come up to tell us something that's going wrong, I'm hoping the office will give them a suggestion form or something that they can put it in writing, because that's what the whole deal is. In order not only to communicate, is to follow up. That way, if any complaints or suggestions come to the office, the form is filled out. Whenever anything is going to be done on that, we will write down. I hope the office will write down something that they've done. So anytime you want to come back up and say, hey, what about this thing I just did? They don't need to get a hold of the people that work on it. The secretary can just go to the file, pull it out, and these are the things that have been done. I'm hoping that everybody can come up, be ready to fill something out, because it's important enough to talk about. It's important. And thank you for your comment.
No comment.
I just want to say thanks for letting me help beautify and improve this park.
Helen.
I have nothing to say. Thank you for coming.
And I would like to thank everybody for their cooperation. I think, Don, thank you so much for adjusting these mics and doing the work you're doing. Do I have a second? All those in favor?